Hey, hi Shajin, it's me Girish, your LinkedIn friend.
Sorry.
I'm Girish, your LinkedIn friend. Am I speaking with Shajin
Oh,
Rashid?
yes. Okay, Grace. Yes. I believe you were sending me messages. Yes.
Sorry for calling you directly because yes, last week you told me to have a call Saturday or Sunday. Basically, I was celebrating Deepavali. That's why I was not able to connect with you. So, can we talk for 5 or 10 minutes if you allow? Have a brief discussion, not in the depth.
Sure.
I will ask. Okay. Okay.
Sure,
Well, as.
you can ask me.
Okay. Okay. So basically, let me introduce my company, BIS Research. So our company is a market research firm, and we are basically into developing different market research reports, such as syndicate, custom, as per the client. And we are totally focused on the emerging technologies, which has the ability to disrupt the market. So, I'm working on a report named as Fleet Management Market. So, for that, I have been conducting different interviews. So, as you are working as a business development manager in Gurugram, so you might have a good general overview on this market. So, let me start with the first question. So how you compare the fleet management market in Middle East and Africa with the global one? Can you please tell me in brief?
Okay, as compared to other regions, Middle East and North Africa are still has a lot of potential. It's not very matured market. Like for us especially, because we are not a cheap solution or a small solution. We are advanced telematics solution, and we have grown. Our main markets are European and the Western countries, let's say the Western side of the world. And when it comes to Middle East and North Africa, we didn't even have had offices 6 years ago, but now we are seeing a significant growth. When you talk about only Middle East, it's Saudi Arabia and UAE, which is the most active countries and the fastest developing countries in the Middle East market. And when you talk about North Africa, it's a bit difficult to say, because most of the countries in North Africa have one or other issues. Either they are under sanctions, or either they are going through some political or economical crisis. But still, just to name one of our main progressive markets, let's say, we can count on Morocco, Egypt, or things like that. So we do have partners in most of these countries, but once again, the exposure is growing very slow. So it's more about the market requirements, in Middle East as compared to, or in North Africa as compared to other regions. And the end customer here using fleet management is not aware of the benefits.
Okay. Can we
So they are
say that
slowly and slowly, yeah.
this region is emerging, and is still growing compared to
Of course.
regions such as
Yes,
Europe
yes.
and North America? Because
Yes.
if you compare these regions, Europe and North America, I think this Middle East and Africa market is underdeveloped, and it has more potential to grow in this market.
It totally has a lot of potential to grow. Yes, that is correct.
So, Shahajan, before proceeding with the next question, I would like to ask you one thing. Do you have the quantitative analysis overview, or you just know the qualitative analysis of this market? Means, do you know anything numbers or market share of this segment? Let's say I have segmented this market into different types, such as vehicle type, application type, deployment type. So do you know anything?
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I can just share few things, because again I cannot share much information with you. Some of them are confidential. Just to give you some idea about the industries, most of the Middle East and North African regions, and it depends on these regions what are the current needs. So let's take for example countries like UAE, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, let's say GCC countries in the Middle East, okay? Only the Gulf Alliance countries, which is GCC countries, Qatar, you know what GCC is, right? So in GCC, these countries are actually more or less using the application in most of the industries. Yes, it is mainly vehicles, and these vehicles come from transportation industry. They come from oil and gas. They come from mainly from transportation. And when you say transportation, it can be public transportation as well, and delivery management vehicles as well, like, you know, big trucks and small pickups or whatever. So this is the main idea. Even oil and gas is involved here in the Middle East. Then there are some regions, there are some industries which are not much concentrated on, especially, like, you know, not many people are targeting. For example, agriculture. These countries are not good for agriculture. They don't have many operations for agriculture. That's why they don't have many private companies here. Of course, they would have, but most of them are into importing and exporting these goods. So they don't have actual agricultural land or fields here as compared to other regions. So this is the reason why fleet management is not very, you know, very common in these countries. Maybe in South African side, but once again, in North Africa, the market is mainly in North Africa or in the problematic countries, let's say. Problematic means if there is economic crisis or if there is a political crisis going on. These type of countries, there are many challenges for local businesses to grow, for the end user to grow. So if in these countries fleet management exists, it's mostly on the governmental level, where there are army or police or these kind of people using fleet management. Second of all, it will be the NGOs, because these type of countries, they have NGOs. So the NGOs, they are using fleet management to track and control their people or their vehicles and all these kind of things. So these are the main industries as per regions. So in those regions, you won't see much for transportation or for things like that. Now let's take Kuwait for example. Kuwait is a region where it's such a small country, such a small country, and the fuel prices is very cheap there. So no one cares about fuel tracking in no one cares about it. No one really needs to track these vehicles. So yes, there is a good potential, but depending on the industry. So the biggest industry for Kuwait is let's say car rental. Car rental. So that is one of the potential. Yeah.
Okay. So
these are small things, like, you know, based on each and each country, there is different potentials.
Yes, means absolutely. This market varies country-wise, depend on the country's government plans, initiatives, and support for this market. And so I have noted down different challenges as told. So moving to the this new next question, that I would like to ask you the market share of different segments. Just give some tentative answers. I won't expect any perfect. As you have the experience in this market, just you can give me the overall market share, such as by deployment type. I have segmented this market into on premises and cloud. So for MEA market, what will be the market share for these two segments?
Okay.
Cloud and out of 100%.
We have, even if you take 100%, For the global company, of our global company, we still have like 80% on cloud and only 20% on server. If you take Middle East, the ratio is almost the same, where we have 70% or 75% of on cloud and only 25% on server. Now, if you take the overall statistics of our global company, where the 20-30%, 20% comes from is actually Middle East, because it's on the server-based solution is only the main requirement coming in from Middle East countries due to difficult due to different reasons, because once again
such
there
as
are many countries
any?
That have sorry
you can go
on. So there are many countries where you cannot use cloud solutions because they want to want the data to be hosted within the country. For example, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria. So all of these countries won't allow to have cloud solutions. So as like you know, as mandatory, they have to keep the servers within the country. So these partners or these people, they are using either cloud services, because again, some of these countries are not even eligible to host physical servers in their office because there is no internet, no electricity. So how would they run their business? So what they do is they contact the telecom providers or server providers in those countries, get a cloud there, and then they use these server-based solutions from us, and then they deploy it there.
Okay.
The main requirement from server-based is coming from actually from Middle East. That's why when we talk about Middle East itself, 70% is on cloud and the rest 30% is from these countries.
Okay. And also this on-premises fleet management cost more compared to the cloud. And I think from my research, I found out that cloud will grow at a high growth rate in this market compared to the server-based fleet management.
That is true. That this is what we are seeing for since we started our solution. So that is the reason why we have more partners and more growth on the cloud-based solution rather than server-based. Because with server-based, there needs to be a server administrator who needs to handle those servers. Now most of the companies, they will only have one IT guy who's doing everything. So, you know, the efficiency breaks down there. And when you talk about the servers, they need to be updated time to time. They need to be fixed time to time. Like, you know, not only the operating system, but the actual solution which we provide them. They have new versions which they have to update. And third thing is the cost. So the cost of maintaining these servers can be very high, and sometimes they're also upgrading them. Because, you know, you're using your own server, you keep the data, like, you know, the data keeps increasing. The data grows. So when the data grows or the company grows with number of units of vehicles and all these things, they need bigger and bigger services. So comparing on their budget and all these things, they are not able to, you know, take them in a proper way. So the best way for them to grow is not to think about what is happening with the server, or we should invest in the server or something. Just to keep it hassle-free, their business is to gain more customers. They will focus on the customers. They will not focus on the backend, like what you have to prepare. If they are paying, if they are paying X amount, they can pay Y amount and be tension-free.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, when we talk about cloud fleet management, there are always two things comes in my mind, that two challenges, such as the one is the data security and the second one is the internet connectivity in regions such as Middle East. So how company like you is tackling such a challenge and moving?
We are quite fine with the servers and the hosting part. We actually have a website, you can look at later. It's called noc.vialon.com. So all the live server updates, you can see there, like how many number of units are online, what messages are sending per minute, where are our servers located, and there are live statistics showing the uptime of the server. So we ourselves, we guarantee 99.5% of uptime, not less than that, because if our servers go below that uptime, we are liable, and we have SLAs according to which our partners can benefit from those SLAs.
Okay, yes. That will take care of the data security, right?
Yeah.
at all. So moving to the next question, by vehicle type, I have segmented this market into light commercial vehicles and heavy commercial vehicles. I'm not considering any passenger cars.
Mostly, it's mostly a sedan vehicle, which is light vehicle. And second comes heavy vehicles.
Okay.
There is a lot of heavy vehicles, to be honest. But when you talk about sedan cars, because they have, like for example, let's take an example for a delivery company. They will have 10 trucks and they will have 50 small cars. Because the 10 trucks will bring this load and then to deliver it, they would need 50 or 100 vehicles. So that's why vehicle is in a more majority of number.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you.
Less,
But for my scope, I am considering only commercial commercial vehicles, not the passenger cars, which have a sedan. But if you have an idea about like such as light commercial vehicles and heavy commercial vehicles, into that segment, I would like to ask that which segment is having the high potential and having high growth rate, like such as LCV or HCV. You are saying that this segment will grow at high growth rate in the upcoming 5 or 7 years.
Okay, the best one I would say is the logistics.
Okay. That last mile delivery.
Yes.
E-commerce or e-commerce, right?
E-commerce and logistics, all of these.
Okay.
Because this is growing very fast. People don't like leaving their homes. Day by day, everything is getting delivered to their home. Before, it started only with electronics, maybe. But now, even with groceries and fresh food items, even these things can be delivered to your doorstep on the same day or in the same hour. So, you know, all of these things are getting better and better.
Okay. So, I would like to ask you the next question that it always comes in my mind that if you compare the aftermarket scenario and factory fitted fleet management softwares, so so which has the high potential in, I believe that factory fitted fleet management software will grow at high growth rate compared to the aftermarket.
Okay, let me hold you down here. Okay, I just give you 10 minutes, above 10 minutes. Maybe we can continue another time because I have to finish something.
Oh, sorry, I didn't check. I didn't check the time.
If you want, maybe we can continue next time, okay? You can call
me
absolutely. Once again, on Saturday, I'm free. Saturday afternoon, I'm always free. I wake up by afternoon because it's my holiday and I'm free. So you can call me directly or you can leave a LinkedIn message to me and I'll be glad to help you with it. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely, sir, Sajan. It was nice to talk with you. Yes. Thank you, Sajan, for
take
you.
Care.
Yes.
Bye.
Yes, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.